We hear again verse 40 from the appointed reading of Luke 2. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. In the name of Jesus. So who would want to be with us in all of this mess? This mess of people mad at each other. Everyone's on edge. One person yelling at another for not wearing a mask. Another arguing that anyone who wears a mask has no backbone. This world of Facebook memes putting up statistics to shame one side or the other. Of children not allowed in schools and businesses shut down. Of nurses with grueling days and weeks without end. Who would choose to be with us in this mess? Jesus, we know, chooses. Luke 2:40. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. It's the earthiness of it, the humanness. God didn't just become man as if it's some interesting added on thing to his divinity. He became man in the way that every human becomes man. He became a child. He had to have his diapers changed. His mother, we can imagine, had those conversations with aunts and grandmothers about what to feed the little boy to get him to sleep through the night. There was, we might imagine, one of those rulers drawn on the wall by the door to mark each inch that he gained over the years. He grew and became strong, Luke says. That little verb grew, giving a glimpse of true humanness. The reality of life as a boy, of skin and bones, imagination and dreams, just like any one of us. He wanted to be here in our mess. He knew the turmoil. In his day, there was a turmoil of secret political movements doing violence and working to overthrow the governor. The turmoil of Pharisees roaming from synagogue to synagogue to run roughshod over people by controlling them with laws and rules and regulations. And of Sadducees collecting the temple fees to separate themselves from other people so that they could live opulent lives. Jesus wanted to be here with us in this mess. He knew of how we judge others, always ready to make the argument of what another is doing wrong. He knew of how we're on the edge, of how we use words often to not encourage and build up and give gifts, but to control and even tear down. He knew of our troubled consciences that we try to cover up, trying to placate our consciences by excusing ourselves and accusing others. He knew all of this and more, and he wanted to be with us. So he became a child. And as is given to a child, he grew and became stronger and was filled with wisdom. But this is a wisdom, not of knowing how to dice out all the philosophers and their arguments, nor of knowing the law in its depth so he could join with the Pharisees in using it to control other people's lives, but the wisdom of a child receiving gifts from parents. The wisdom of hearing words of life and encouragement, words of God, and hearing them with ears of faith. And that is a wisdom we should know of because it's the same wisdom that Solomon prayed for many years before. When young Solomon became king, here is how he asked the Lord for the gift of wisdom. O Lord, my God, you have made your servant king in place of David, my father, although I am but a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in, and your servant is in the midst of your people, whom you have chosen, a great people, too many to be numbered or counted for the multitude. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil, for who is able to govern this, your great people? 1 Kings 3:9. In the translation that we have it this morning, Solomon asked the Lord for an understanding mind. But what Solomon actually said in the Hebrew, which is what he spoke, was, "Give to your servant, O Lord, a hearing heart." 1 Kings 3:9. This is not a verb about thinking. It's a verb about receiving. "And to that the Lord said, Behold, I give you a wise and discerning mind, so that none like you has been before you, and none like you shall arise after you." So Jesus, many years later, Jesus, Luke tells us, came as a child, growing and becoming strong, and he increased in wisdom. Luke 2:40. The wisdom the child was given, the same wisdom given to Solomon, a hearing heart. Not the worldly wisdom of conquering a field of study or being able to understand the philosophers, but the wisdom of a heart gladly hearing the words of the Lord, receiving them as pure gift, as a child receiving the gift of milk from a mother. Jesus was made complete in wisdom by hearing and receiving the words of his Father. Later, Jesus said, when he was an adult, "The words that you hear from me," said Jesus, "are not my words, but the Father's words who sent me." John 14:24. Jesus then is given words from his Father, and he receives them with a hearing heart. That's the wisdom of a child receiving gifts from a loving parent. Jesus speaks those words to us, and by those words, he implants in us a hearing heart, or we usually speak of it as a heart of faith. Because the old Adam, our sinful flesh, he's still with us. We're still in our flesh. The old Adam doesn't hear well at all. He hears only what he wants to hear. But the words of Jesus, the words he received from his Father and now speaks to us, these words put the old Adam of our sinful flesh daily to death in repentance. And they create in us a heart of faith, the heart hearing the Lord's words for all the gifts they bestow. That hearing heart, ready and anxious to receive every good gift from God, is the gift from God of wisdom. The child grew and became strong, and he increased in wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Luke 2:40. Jesus did want to be with us in this mess. He does. This world of words used not to bestow gifts and speak grace, but to judge and keep score and cover in shame. He wanted to be with us in this. It was his Father's gift to him to be given the office to save us from this sin. The Father's gift to him to place him here among us to do the holy work of making us holy. So he became man, like us in every way, but without sin. In all humanness and earthiness, he came as a child to grow as we grow and to become strong and to have a hearing heart, to receive every word from his Father and thus increase in the wisdom of being given to. And there is no greater wisdom than that of being given to by the Lord. So he is with us now. He sends to us his Holy Spirit to bring to us all the words which his Father gave to him. He sends to us the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit gathers us to all the gifts of Jesus. The Holy Spirit, who is to be known to us as holy, because that is his work, to make us holy. Jesus is with us now as he sends the Holy Spirit to keep us in all the gifts of the Word. In that Word, Jesus remains and dwells with us now. So we hear his Word with his gift of hearing hearts. By that Word, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavishes upon us in all wisdom. Ephesians 1:8. In the name of Jesus. Amen.